We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program. Candace Maxwell from Madea's Homecoming, going to be coming on Netflix very soon this week. How are you? And thanks for stopping by.
I am great. Thank you for having me, Neil. It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well. So let's talk about really quickly when you got this opportunity, how amazing when you got the opportunity to audition for this. Because again, we all love Madea. To the point, yes. and just anything Tyler Perry, come on now. Your reaction had to be so huge when you got the audition, but then once you got the role.
Oh, Neil, it was amazing. And the funny thing is that I did not audition. This was a direct offer from the studio head at Tyler Perry Studios. I had previously worked with them filming All the Queen's Men. I played DJ Dime. And from my work on All the Queen's Men, I was connected at the studio and I got a phone call on a Saturday morning, and it was from Michelle Sneed. And she said, "Hey, Candace, we would like to offer you a role in Madea, Ellie, as Madea's granddaughter. Are you available?" And I was like, yeah, I'm available. Like, is your schedule open?" And I'm like, I will drop everything to be there, to be a part of the Madea franchise.
So before that, you worked with Tyler Perry. What was your experience working with Tyler before getting this opportunity for this movie?
Well, I was working with Tyler on a television show that he executive produces called All the Queen's Men. That's on BET+. So working with him on a TV show, it's very fast paced because we're filming a lot of episodes in a short amount of time. So you don't really get as much one-on-one time with him. But filming this movie was so immersive because I got to not only work with Tyler as a director, but also as a co-star and a character. So I felt like I got to work with him and learn him in a gentler way. Because, you know, Madea's a badass. I don't know if I can say that, but yes, she's also a sweetheart, you know, and she's my grandmother in the film. So I got to get to know another side of Tyler, which was nice.
So which side of Tyler do you like working with most? See, I'm going to throw you right in there. What do you like? You rather being on camera with him or off, or it's just different experience?
I love on camera Tyler. He's so unpredictable and free and, you know, like, he'll just throw things at you. He's an improv king. So he can have the whole room, the crew, the cast laughing and cracking up, and then, you know, bring it back serious and get right back to work. So he's just great to work with on camera and as a director. And he pulls a lot out of his talent.
And especially he's wearing almost doing both when he's on camera too. So it's pretty interesting how he's able to take the intense level, which we all are, but specifically when we're trying to get a production together and everything, and then bam, okay, now he's acting. And then you get the funny part and you're like, wow. And so that's the amazing thing of his growth process, Candace, when you think about specifically enough where he came from as an actor to growing this empire. And definitely, I'm sure everyone that works with him learns so much. Do you feel he's a kind of person that you really can learn from in the process of working with him? Because some people, you know, they stay to themselves. But I think from what I've talked to other people that have been on BET shows and different things, they've just told me he just is an amazing leader and teacher.
An amazing leader and an amazing teacher. I fully agree. And it's through example. It's through just being in his vicinity and watching how he moves and watching how everybody that he works with, it's excellence always, you know, like we care about every hair, every line, every clothing detail, you know, we're so detail oriented and efficient, and just watching him work it's like magical. To see everything come together. So I will say that it's magical. And I mean, one little tidbit is that we pray every morning before we start filming, and regardless of your religion or spiritual background, I think that's a great way that we start the day, is everybody's on the same page. We're going in with great intentions and we just want to make the audience laugh and connect.
All right. So tell me the premise of the movie without giving away, just like your role, as you've kind of talked a little bit about, and specifically the movie and what to expect.
Yes. So I play Ellie, Madea's granddaughter in a Madea homecoming. And it centers around, of course, Madea and her iconic home. So her great grandson is coming home for his college graduation. And while you're there, some family secrets and drama unfolds. So you'll get to see all of that when it comes out on Netflix. And that's the 25th.
And so the drama, there's always going to be drama, right?
Madea? It's family. It's family. Yeah, and I mean, yeah, I think with anybody, whether Madea or not, regardless of race or religion or creed, we can all relate to a family, family drama, and the layers of love that and the dynamics there. And that's what's so entertaining is watching the family dynamic. And then, you know, Tyler bringing in social justice issues into the film, and without making it too heavy, because, you know, we were all dealing with 2020, 2021, this pandemic and politics and all of these heavy things. And Tyler just wanted to talk about serious issues, but, you know, in through comedy. And I think that's one of the best outlets we have to talk about serious issues is comedy.
Yes, comedy is the best to kind of get us from our hard days and challenging days to just laugh. And that's what I love about comedy, is just laughing. Now, is this your first experience in a comedy, or where you're in more comedy, or is this something we're going to see more of you?
You know, so this is my first feature film. So not only is that exciting, but to be a part of an iconic film and an iconic franchise is even more exciting. But comedy specifically, I would love to do more. It's something that I never thought that I could do. But, you know, Tyler trusted me to come into this world, and he gave me the opportunity to improv and to try things outside of my comfort zone. And that's what I really appreciate the most is getting an opportunity to grow as an actress. So I would love to do more comedy. And it's kind of exciting to do that because I'm like, oh, I'm such a serious actress. But people want to laugh and we want to feel good. So I'm excited to tap more into that market.
And being the granddaughter, you got to be in the next movie, right? Hopefully. You have to write you in the next movie. Because
the franchise
is not ending. It's not good. It's going for a lot longer. So now you're at least part of the family. So that's got to feel great. And I think that, as I've heard interviewing other people that have worked with Tyler Perry, ultimately it's a family. When you go on this set, it's a family. It's, you have to have a family atmosphere. And a lot of how he, you know, puts his movies and how he portrays them and gives certain storylines always goes back to family at the end.
Yes, I completely agree with that. It always goes back to family. And that's the environment that I've been able to feel at Tyler Perry Studios as a working actress. I've been able to feel this sense of I'm coming home when I come to work there. I feel comfortable. I feel confident. And it has given me so much ease and reassurance. And I'm ready to grow more, you know, within the industry. But to call Tyler Perry Studios my home and the place where I started my career is, for me, it just holds a special place in my heart.
And what do you want to say to all the Tyler Perry fans, especially Madea's homecoming, Madea fans, about you being part of the new family, meaning now you're going to be welcomed? What are they going to think of you without giving anything away? And say hello to them, because that's the big thing. You're doing all these interviews to say hello before the 25th, then you're part of the family.
I know. Well, one, they're going to love Ellie. When I was reading that character and when I got the phone call and they told me a little bit about Ellie, you know, they said she's the younger sister, but she's mischievous and she's fun and she has a heart of gold, but she's got a point of view, you know? So Ellie is just a bright little light. She stands for her family. She stands for her community, but she's Madea's granddaughter. So she's got a little sass. She's got a little attitude and she's not afraid to say what she needs to say when it's time.
All right. That's a great way to introduce. And where can people follow you and stuff? Where, so that people
know? Yes. So across my Instagram and my Twitter, it's both at Candace Maxwell. Candace, CandaceMaxwell _. So you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter.
Now, are there other projects you can tell us about right now, or are they just in the works and can't say yet coming up for you?
Oh, yeah, I got something good. So we just wrapped on season 2 of All the Queen's Men, which fans can check out now on BET Plus. So you can check out season 1, and season 2 will be coming very soon. And a side note, Tyler did direct the first 10 episodes of season 2. So you guys will be able to see more of the collaboration, you know, that I'm having with Tyler and the work that we're creating together. But the show is going to just knock everybody's socks off. So if you haven't seen season 1 yet, go check it out so you can be ready for season 2. So Neil, you too, Neil.
Okay, I will. And all the different things I have to catch up on for sure. Now, yeah. as an actor, what are your goals? Like, where do you see yourself? What do you want to grow to? Like, what goals and aspirations do you have? Always ask specific questions like that, because that's the thing. We always have to raise the bar to go to the next level. And where are we going next? This is such a great opportunity, but now you have to take that to the next level. What are you thinking?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Neil. I came into this business and this career, one, just pure. I love acting. I love being on the stage. I'm a theater, New York City theater kid. So I grew up doing theater, but I see myself working with the best of the best. And building my acting repertoire, dramas, comedies, sitcoms, theater. I would love to work in the theater again in New York City. Give me the Emmy, give me the Grammy, give me the Oscar, give me the Tony. I want to do it all.
So you used the Grammy, so do you sing?
Oh, honey, yes, absolutely. I want to do it all. And I'm here to do the work, you know? I want to create iconic films and stories and characters that people can relate to and live vicariously through.
I love it. Your energy, and you have those goals, and keep manifesting them, and it's going to happen for sure. And we appreciate again you stopping by, and everyone needs to check out Medea's Homecoming February 25th, only exclusively on Netflix. Appreciate
on Netflix.
Netflix. That gets you excited, right? Netflix. Now that's the house. And, you know, everyone is going to watch this. I'm sure you're telling everyone, and then wait to where you're going to get recognized even more once you get into something like Netflix. Be ready.
It's a global audience. And Medea, we are ready. We are so ready.
I'll be tuning in on February 25th as well. Take care, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Neil.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.